We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's been quite a few years since they did this, but they're taking the show on the road. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra is in Europe, and joining us right now is Angie Smart. She has her violin with her in Amsterdam right now. And Angie, how many stops are on this European tour?
Hi. So we have, we have five concerts, and we're on the road for about 10 days. So it's been pretty nice schedule, not back-to-back concerts. And we've been all over Europe. It's been really lovely.
What is the reaction like with European crowds? Are they familiar with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra? Tell me about what the shows and the crowds have been like.
I'm not sure what the familiarity level is. I think it's the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra is famous worldwide, but the audiences have been incredible. They have just been amazing. There are some cultural differences, I think. Like in Vienna, where we started, I don't think it's... it's sort of culturally appropriate to just jump to your feet at the end of a concert, like we're used to seeing in our hall at Powell. But they clap for absolutely ever. So we've been playing tons of encores. The pianist has been our incredible soloist, Víkingur Ólafsson, has been playing a couple of encores as well. I mean, really, they give you the clapping for ages, but they might not necessarily jump to their feet.
Yes, we have the St. Louis standing O here. I always refer to it as, oh, yes. It's time to stand. It's the St. Louis standing O. But applause is good, too.
Oh, gosh, it's brilliant. And they've been so enthusiastic. So every time I leave them, this has been every single concert, actually. I mean, in last night, we were playing at the Concertgebouw, which is in Amsterdam, and which is just this incredible, revered, beautiful concert hall. And it was jam-packed. And when I left the concert hall, you know, there's all these cyclists that, you know, go whizzing by you in Amsterdam. And they were, like, yelling behind them, congratulations, great show, all of the stream of cyclists. It was just really kind of amazing. And actually, every concert, every time I've left the hall just to head back to the hotel, somebody has, you know, stopped me and in English has complimented us on the concert. So it has really been going over incredibly well.
What are you playing for these crowds?
So we have one program, and we are playing, I guess, the anchor piece would be the Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances. But I think the soloist is one of the main reasons people are coming to these concerts. Víkingur Ólafsson is just this incredible pianist. He's very well known in Europe and actually in America too, but I think he's really got a very devoted crowd here, and he's playing the Grieg Piano Concerto, and it's really stunning. He's a stunning player, and he's got a really wonderful way with the audience as well. So it's just been a really great experience with him on the road with him. We're also playing, we're playing Prokofiev for the Love of Three Oranges, which is this opera. It's a suite from the opera, and it's kind of the strangest story, but it makes for a really great dramatic suite. And so that's a bit of a crowd pleaser as well. So it's a beautiful program. It's quite difficult for us as performers, but it's a really great program.
Some people may wonder why the symphony is traveling. Why does the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra travel to Europe?
You know, I think touring is an incredibly important part of the profile of any major symphony orchestra. I think it starts with the fact that music is, it's just such a global language. And I think also we have different cultural styles. So the American style is quite different from many of the European orchestra styles. And I think it's really important for to be ambassadors of our style and to be ambassadors for St. Louis and for the United States, I think, for us to go to Europe and other parts of the world to showcase what we have, what we do here. And especially like you were mentioning earlier, we are such a well-known orchestra, and it has toured, you know, a lot in the past. Our touring has slowed down significantly in the past few years, but we were a touring orchestra in the past, and so I think our name was very well known in Europe. And I think that's why it's so important that we continue to do this touring, is to keep our name present and to keep our style present, and to always bring, you know, what we have here in St. Louis to the rest of the world. So we're proud of it, and I think it's important that we share it.
Shows in Vienna, Brussels, two shows in the Netherlands, and also Madrid. It sounds like an exciting itinerary. And I'm just curious, did you ever watch that show, Mozart in the Jungle, where the New York Symphony Orchestra travels to Europe? That's what I keep thinking in my head as you're traveling around.
I have seen that show. It's frighteningly... I shouldn't say too much, but yes, somebody really knew orchestras wrote that show.
Well, we hope you have a great rest of your European tour with the rest of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, and safe travels. We can't wait to get you back home in St. Louis.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful talking to you.
That is Angie Smart. She's in the first section violin for the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, joining us from Amsterdam.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.